what is today, day 13?
13.
Day number 13. Spirited practice under the lights. I mean, having it be 77 degrees kind of helps with this heat that we've been dealing with. And then to come out here, and we've had, you know, some long, hard days really since last Saturday. I mean, where we were in a two-a-day, going in pads, then going in pads again Sunday, and then going in pads again Monday night, and then a two-a-day on Tuesday. We've just had some really hard days, and we've been pushing them hard. And they've come out here, they've worked. We haven't quite had the energy that you would like to have, but certainly understandable 12 days into practice. But when you watch a film, well, you certainly can't see it. Their effort, their attitude has been great. They've been working through some of these hard times right now, and coming out here in shells tonight and going a little bit lighter, finishing with a good competitive drill of 2 minute at the end, and having some guys make some plays. It was a very spirited practice. It was probably what we needed for the end of a long week. But I like the way a lot of the older guys are leading, and some of those younger guys can't help but to get better, because they're only getting 1,000 reps a day, it seems like, which is good for us, and which is exactly what we need as a football team.
You've talked a lot about Bo Feet, Nick Thomason, but the guys behind them, how have they been developing through camp at linebacker?
You know, you look at a guy like Russell Ferris, who's really done a nice job, and then I think Cleveland, C.J. Cleveland, Michael Mims, those guys are doing a good job, but they're all guys that have been in our program for a while. You know, I think the freshmen are swimming a little bit, and I think Brandon Derman and Colin Scott have both done a really good job. We've got some of those young guys, the camp is long, and this is probably harder than they've gone, and we got some bumps and bruises with them, and they've missed a little bit of time, some of those backup linebackers, but I think Brandon Derman and Colin Scott are doing a good job, and I think there's 6 to 8 guys there that are definitely starting to elevate their game and show that this is going to be the core group that we're going to end up working with as we get into game plan situations, which will start on Sunday.
As a coach, does it make you feel a little bit better knowing guys like Russell Ferris and Michael Mims and those guys, and even Lloyd Grogan when he kind of swims,
yep,
right? They've got game experience under their belt.
Well, they do. They've played, you know. I mean, and that is a comforting feeling, and there's some positions we don't have that luxury, you know, but at that position right now we do. And I think those guys are doing a really nice job, and they've played, and they've been in the defense for 2 years, and they understand the terminology, and some of these freshmen are drinking through a fire hose right now. They just can't absorb everything we're throwing at them, and the game's moving really fast, and the more they understand it and the more they learn about the game, then the more it'll slow down for them. But right now, having some experience behind our starters definitely makes it a little bit more comforting. I'm sure Blake Baker's sleeping a little bit easier at night, knowing that really a little bit of depth is formulated with some of the moves we made with our nickel package and with Michael Mims.
Saturday, get a chance to interact with the fans, annual fan fest. Just kind of touch on that.
Always a fun day. I mean, there's a lot of excitement, a lot of energy around this team right now. I can't thank the people in the community and the fan base of Louisiana Tech, just the way that they have supported, their show of support for this football team. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity for anybody that can come out to interact with our players. And I think these players are looking forward to an opportunity to maybe not hit each other in the middle of the afternoon and go and have a chance to interact in the air conditioning of the Tech with our fans. So it's always a good time, and kind of really kicks off the beginning of the season when we have a chance to see the excitement in the fans, and it kind of helps give the players a boost just to remind us of everything we're doing this for.